You are now standing in the artillery model room in the Ordnance Office. Everything related to artillery and artillery development is found here. So the Navy not only made model ships, they also made model artillery. The models could be used to discuss and test new designs, and they were also the prototypes for the craftsmen in the various workshops. The wooden barrels on the table are models of ordnance subjected to test explosion. They were used to develop better, stronger guns. A full-scale gun was filled with an excessively large charge of powder. When the gun was fired, it was blown to bits. A scale model of the exploded gun was then made. If you look closely at the test model, you will see a pattern drawn on the barrel. The pattern showed where the gun had burst, which meant you could also see where the gun's weaknesses lay. The Swedish Navy had been wrestling with a problem for a long time. Cannonballs did not reach as far as the Navy wanted. Also, as they say, the guns tilted on the muzzle, so that the ball's trajectory was too low. The problem was finally dealt with by Jakob Tornquist, Master of Ordnance in Karlskrona. Hanging on the wall to the right is a picture with the long-winded title, a 1759 cardboard working model made to demonstrate the proportions of the carriages and the gun ports, signed by Master of Ordnance Jakob Tornquist. The carriage is the position of the gun, and the gun port is the actual port. Using the cardboard model, Tornquist could simulate how the guns behaved. The cardboard guns and the gun ports can be pushed back and forth like the movement of the piece when the gun was fired and recoiled, a kind of 18th century version of a modern computer simulation program.